beautiful place in Scripture. Let us meditate upon it day and night to realize that God, in all of His grace and His love and His mercy, has made of us, when He adopted us in His family, gave us the rebirth in His Spirit, and preserved us throughout the trials of this life to the glory of the Lord, only to the children of God. God thank you for Christ.
This is Friday, March 30th, and Ed Weber is speaking.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Word of God for our meditation, taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15 following. And He died for all, that those who live might not live any longer for themselves, but for Him who for their sake died and was raised. This is our text. In Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord, dearly beloved, Lent has always been in our church a time for reflection and contemplation on our relationship to our God. It is especially a time always of repentance, a time when we think of all that we have done or not done that caused finally our Savior to come into the world to suffer, to fulfill the law, to die for our sins. And we know that man left in his natural state is not able to bring forth anything that is good. The sinfulness inherited from our parents from the time of Adam and Eve have left us also with the same heritage of sin. This kind of sin spawns everything that is evil in the world. Wars and rumors of war, the invention of engines of war for better and quicker destruction, and Idi Amin and many another dictator who thinks that somehow he ought to have the power of life and death over his fellow human beings and pays no attention to their welfare other than to say to himself that what he is doing is best for them. The fact of the matter is that everybody in the world, all mankind, is full of sin and unrighteousness. Holy Scriptures in the law condemns us all to everlasting punishment. They are all gone aside, we read. They have altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And what can we do to improve ourselves? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? And the obvious answer, of course, is no one. Also, the soul that sinneth it shall die. There is not a just man on earth that doeth good and sinneth not. So we are all under this condemnation and would of necessity have to finally despair unless God Himself had made a way of escape for us. And this He did already as the promise of a Savior in paradise when He told Satan, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And so Jesus came, and our text says, He died for all. Now, no matter who we are, or what kind of sin we may have committed, or for that matter, anyone in the world can find before God forgiveness in Christ Jesus our Lord, for He died for all. In fact, the words that continue after our text tell us this again. The love of Christ controls us because we are convinced that one has died for all, therefore all have died. You and I have already died in Christ and are now to live to Him who died for us and rose again. And how is this possible? all of us who believe in Jesus Christ have put on Christ. He now lives within us. We are going to show by our life and by our words and works that we are indeed the people of God. We are to test everything we have a mind to do or say against the idea of what would Jesus say and do were he in our place. When he died for all, he took away the guilt of all mankind with him. And God then looks upon us as though we were Christ because we appear in the righteousness of Christ before him. That means then that we do from day to day, from hour to hour, what Jesus would do were he in our place. And that leaves us much room for improvement over what we are presently doing to be sure. What would you and I then decide to do on the basis of this? God made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God in him. Therefore, our sins forgiven, we can joyfully go about our business of serving our Lord. You who are preparing for ministry and those who are teaching will recognize this as the main purpose of our work here at a Lutheran seminary, that we may all together do the will of our Heavenly Father and live our lives to his glory and honor. Therefore, we will worship him in our lives. We want to edify God's people through our examples. We are confident that since God has taken away all our sin and we are righteous before him, we can now indeed show forth the glory of him who has taken us out of our sinfulness and has made us his people. Therefore, we will preach and teach Christ and him crucified, even as Paul did not want to preach about anything else except Christ and him crucified. And we can rejoice then also with the prophet of old who said, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth." We will prepare our messages and then deliver them with enthusiasm, because we have come from among those who too were steeped in sin, and because of our natural inclinations could not do that which God wills. We have now come to know Jesus Christ our Savior, and in the joy and happiness which this gives us, we go forth in the Lord's name and proclaim to one and all that we are the redeemed children of God, that we are right with God, that Jesus lives within us, and that in all we do and say, we want to show that we know the example that we are following, namely him who is our Lord and Master. May the Lord grant to all of us that as we reflect upon our sins during this holy season of Lent, we may also come to reflect upon the great forgiveness which God offers us in his holy word, because he made him to be sin for us and in our sin, namely Jesus our Savior, and is now through us wanting to bring the word of reconciliation to all men throughout the world. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.